You're listening to Leaders Portfolio AudioCast on leadersportfolio.com. I'm your host, Rebecca Blacksmith, here with the president and CEO of SteelCloud, Brian Hajost. Welcome, Brian, to Leaders Portfolio.
Thank
you. How are you today? Doing good?
Yes, I am. Thank you very much, Rebecca, for having me.
And SteelCloud is a public company, which is a developer and manufacturer of compliance-based technology solutions for government and commercial sectors. Can you expand on that?
Yes, we develop software and appliances for mobile technologies. More specifically, we developed the BlackBerry Enterprise Server appliance, which we deliver to both DoD customers and commercial customers.
And you kind of came back in. You were COO previously.
Yes, I joined SteelCloud in 2001 and headed up sales and marketing for 2.5 years. I was a COO for 2.5 years, and then I came back in January as a CEO.
And you kind of came back in to reorganize and realign everything.
Well, SteelCloud, much like many companies, was affected by the economy. I was brought back in to raise money and refocus the company on those areas that were going to provide our shareowners the most value.
And your product is SteelWorks.
The product is SteelWorks. It is an appliantization of the BlackBerry Enterprise Server. It allows a commercial company to install the BlackBerry Enterprise Server in under 20 minutes.
Excellent. Wow, that's and you said it's the fastest way. Is that accurate? You have the most fastest way?
It is absolutely the fastest way for an organization to implement BlackBerry.
And the other thing you do is you provide full-time and contract staffing for IT departments.
Yes, adjunct to our mobile business, we provide professionals that can come on site and do security assessments to install product and implement our BlackBerry solutions.
And have you felt that looking at this from a business model perspective, have you felt like that's been a good buffer for you in the economy to have different, you're not just selling software, you've also got, in a sense, like a contract business on the side?
Well, it is to some degree, but we've made some pretty definitive decisions in the last year to focus on the software business. So computer manufacturing integration was a huge part of the company's business. We focused on that for the better part of the company's history. I sold off that division this summer so that we could spend more of our effort and corporate resources on the software side.
And you previously were speaking with Brian Hajost, President and CEO of SteelCloud. You previously served as EVP of Cryptech and founded two different consulting companies as well. But you really love this. You could either kind of consult and give advice, or you can implement the advice. And you like the implementing advice better?
Well, it does take the convincing of the organization that they have to do something different, a little out of it. You can basically come in and execute your strategies. It's been great to get back into an organization that is selling product into the huge mobile market, taking full advantage of the Web 2.0 technologies and environment, and really do, I think, some exciting things.
And your background is you have a marketing bachelor's from Miami University in Ohio.
Yes, Miami University, the real Miami. We were founded in 1807. Far before Miami of Florida was founded.
And so talk to me. Let's talk a little bit about your leadership philosophy.
Well, I think a leader, again, being different than a manager, a leader has to adapt the things they do best to each organization they manage. I've managed organizations where really had to bring the organization together, create some efficiencies and a little more focus, but really execute on a business plan that is already in place. SteelCloud, I think, was a little bit different in that we really had to cast off some of the things the companies had done, refocus our entire company on a new technology and move into a different direction. And I think in that regard, it really requires the CEO to focus on something that I think is a primary job of the CEO, and that's to focus on value. Profit, revenue, customer satisfaction, those are all things that every good company does. But the thing that many companies don't focus enough of their effort on is creating value for their investors, and that's something that we have spent the last 9 months really concentrating on. are doing those things that create value for our investors.
And you do a lot of investor calls.
I do 1 to 2 a week.
So what have you learned about being an effective leader with investor calls?
I think investors want to be able to understand what a company does. They want to invest in companies, especially small technology companies like SteelCloud. They want to invest in companies that they understand, in markets they understand, and that's why we really focused our efforts in the mobile market, because I think it's widely acknowledged that that is kind of the next generation of IT technology, from Apple to BlackBerry. Those technologies are growing, and both in the U.S. and worldwide. So, one, it's a message that we got out, and a technology that the investors readily accepted, and our investors understand what we do.
So education.
Education. And a message that is digestible by the investing public and those that provide consulting and advice to the investing public.
Now, it's been a tough economic year for SteelCloud and for a lot of different businesses. How are you as a leader navigating all this?
Well, I think as many businesses, you have to do more with less. I think also the decisions that we have to make, we have to focus our energies on fewer things and do those things better. Also, there's less investment capital available to companies. So I think it's smaller, faster, smarter, with a lot more energy.
And how do you see, I mean, you're in a fast changing field, right? So I would imagine being a leader in the field you're in, in a technology field, with, you know, competitors coming out of nowhere with the latest software and just keeping up. How does that affect your leadership and navigating all that?
Well, we deal really in two areas. One is technology. The other is, and I mentioned earlier, the Web 2.0 environment. You're really dealing with channels. And the world has really changed with Web 2.0. No longer are customers sold, customers buy. No longer can companies control their messages. Their messages become viral. So that certainly is a challenge. We've taken advantage of that in partnering with some of the largest technology providers in the world. I mentioned Research in Motion with BlackBerry. We are the only BlackBerry appliance vendor. I have an OEM agreement with Dell to manufacture and support my device worldwide. We've recently partnered with Ingram Micro and CDW to penetrate markets both on the reseller side, the government side, and the enterprise side.
And tell us also what changes are occurring, or what's your kind of prediction for the next couple of years of the market? Is it hard to know?
It really is hard to know. I think one thing that we do know is the lines between what was a computer, what is a laptop, what is a notebook, and netbook, and what is a handheld is going to change pretty dramatically. I think we know that organizations are becoming more mobile and that more applications are going to go to the smartphone, whereas in the past it's primarily been email and calendaring. In the future, it's going to be much more application-based. And, you know, if you believe that and understanding that, I think both ourselves as a BlackBerry partner and organizations in the mobile space will understand that the technologies like BlackBerry are a great place to be.
Do you think that BlackBerry will still have the largest share in a few years? It's a good question, right?
Well, that is a good question. I hate to be commercial, but let me say this. And I think all the mobile technologies have been somewhat mischaracterized. The BlackBerry Enterprise Server is a unique technology. Google doesn't have it. Apple doesn't have it. It's the only technology that provides those organizations that are concerned with security and policy and support of mobile devices. And it's the only way, the only technology that allows them to enforce those processes and procedures. Organizations that have HIPAA responsibility, certainly the DOD, FISMA, SOX, all of those organizations.
So it's the best for security.
It's best for security and policy.
Excellent. And I've got a Forbes business quote for you. This is from H.L. Hollis. The future always holds something for the man who keeps his faith in it. The future always holds something for the man who keeps his faith in it. Your thoughts?
Well, And I think this is really an appropriate a quote for a CEO, because the CEO really needs to be looking out 2 years. And what works today really isn't going to work 2 years from now. So the future is where every organization needs to plan, whether that's technology, whether that's the financial markets, channels. I mean, really the future is the foundation that a CEO has to build their company.
And you, I love that. You said a CEO always looks out 2 years. How did you arrive at that timeline? Is it, I mean, did you get it wrong 20 years ago and you looked out 6 months and it hit you? Or, and did you think, well, 5 years might be too long because we don't know what the market's like, so it's going to get hard, you know?
Well, I think every business leader looks out and looks at their mistakes or their challenges and say, what could I have seen, what did I miss? And they really look at those things that they did see and didn't react to. I think beyond 2 years, you're in the Carnac realm. But inside of 2 years, there's all kinds of signals that the market can provide where CEO can lay concrete plans to drive their business and be in the right place at the right time.
Excellent. And did you have mentorship or someone who kind of taught you the CEO ways?
Boy, I've had a lot of great mentors. I've had people that have taught me trust in individuals, you know, down to the guy that sweeps the factory floor. People that have shown me the ropes in terms of the public markets, and I wouldn't be where I am today if I didn't work for some great managers and for some great companies.
I talked to Steve Griesel earlier in the show, CEO of American Community Properties Trust, about who he would not hire, somebody who was not trustworthy even if they were a top achiever. I'm going to ask you that same question. Who wouldn't you hire?
Boy, I mean, I don't have a temperature gauge for that. I'll tell you who I do try to hire are people that add value to the organization, but also add value to the people that work there. I mean, every person that I will want to hire and want to work for me are people that add value and make the other people want to come and work for my company every day.
Excellent. Brian, I just want to, you know, kind of thank you for being here with us on Leaders Portfolio today. And I'm going to close by saying to you, give us a little bit of where SteelCloud is headed over the next few years. Your thoughts?
We're headed for success in two realms. We're building powerful worldwide channels, and we're building great technology to take into those channels. And we're partnering with companies that have technology that we can leverage those channels. So I think it's going to be an exciting ride for us over the next 2 years.
That's a tongue twister.
Yeah.
The way you said. All right. Excellent. Well, best of luck with SteelCloud.
Thank you so much, Rebecca.
SteelCloud is President and CEO Brian Hajost. It's a public company, developer, manufacturer of compliance-based technology solutions for government and commercial sectors. And Brian's interview, you can check it out at leadersportfolio.com. Of course, his bio and a link to SteelCloud will also be available for you if you'd like to learn to rehear his leadership lessons. I also want to encourage you to nominate a leader or leadership company from the D.C. area for the 2010 Leaders Portfolio Awards at leadersportfolio.com. Maybe you have a client and you've always said, you know what, this guy is really a leader. Or maybe you have a female boss you work for and you think, man, she is just an incredible a business owner. And so nominate them. And we really want to encourage you. We heard from you guys, the listeners, about this. You kept sending us the emails. We want to put this CEO on. But as you know, this is we select CEOs to appear on air. And so this is your way to tell us, here's who I think is a great leader from the D.C. area. It's open to companies from the D.C. area or companies outside the D.C. area doing business with the D.C. area. So nomination forms online or apply yourself, all at leadersportfolio.com. Thanks to these exclusive sponsors of Leaders Portfolio, Dennis Cole Architects, WOW Services Group, Divine Inspiration Salon, Riverwalk, a development featured on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, and Hilton Garden Inn of Fairfax, Virginia, providing all your business meeting room needs. If you're trying to reach the business community directly, consider sponsorship of Leaders Portfolio. Send us an email. connect@leadersportfolio.com. I want to thank our senior producer, Dr. Ohlers, and the production team, Miguel, Brian, Jennifer, Allison, and Christine. Makeup by Ible for Makeup, theme by CSH Entertainment. I enjoy speaking with you each week about leadership and talking to the CEOs from across the D.C. area. This has been Rebecca Blacksmith asking you what's in your portfolio.